Today's Zamud for Chazara is Beitza Lamed Chasam and Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Zayin and Mebeis, five lines from the bottom, by the words Umi Isli L'Rabbi Yochanan Breira. So we had before that the Gemara says that Rav Hishaya says Yesh Breira, and Rabbi Yochanan says Ein Breira. The subject matter was Erev Tchumen, and Rav Hishaya said Yesh Breira, Rabbi Yochanan said Ein Breira. The Gemara then brought a Mishnah that Rav Hishaya seems to say Ein Breira. Now, but when it comes to Halacha with regards to Tumas Meis, Rav Hishaya says Ein Breira. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, we'll have to switch it around. Rav Hishaya is the one who paskins by Erev Tchumen Ein Breira, and Rabbi Yochanan is the one who paskins Yesh Breira. So now ask the Gemara, Umi Isli Rabbi Yochanan Breira, is that really true? And then Rabbi Yochanan holds a breira. Va'amar Havasim Rabbi Yochanan ha'achin shacholku l'kuchesein u'machzirin zel zeh b'yayvo. Rabbi Yochanan says that the way we should view brothers who divide a Yerusha, let's say Reuven takes the house, Shimon takes the car, is that we should view it that they're purchasers, that they're making a transaction. It's not that we should say retroactively it's as if the house fell to Reuven and the car fell to Shimon. Rather, no, half the house fell to Reuven and Shimon, half the car fell to each Reuven and Shimon. And now they're making a deal. Reuven's taking the whole house and Shimon's taking the whole car, being the other Lekuchai. So then Yoivel's going to kick in and the house will go back to the estate by Yoivel. But the point is that you see Rabbi Yochanan is not Samich Breira. We don't say retroactively we say that the house was always just Reuven's. We don't say Breira. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan paskins Be'erev Tchum and Breira? Here we see Rabbi Yochanan does not hold a Breira. V'chi teima kilas leiv Rabbi Yochanan Breira b'daraisa. Maybe you'll tell me, yeah, this is a din daraisa, Yoivel. That's when Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold a breira. However, aval b'drabanan islay. But maybe when it comes to the rabbanan, like erev tchumen, so then Rabbi Yochanan does hold a breira. Meaning, we're asking a stira. We're saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds a breira by tchumen, and now but we have over here by yoivel the Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold a breira. Okay, well maybe the chiluk is that this is a daraisa. By daraisas he doesn't hold a breira, but by the rabbanan he holds a breira. Says the Gemara, no, I'll prove it to you. The Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold a breira at all, even by the rabbanans. Says the Gemara, but the rabbanan miislay. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold a breira by the rabbanans? Tani ayoy, ayota, that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, that ain't on a mass now shnei dvarim kecha. You're not going to bake a tanai on two things simultaneously. It means like this. Ela in bon chacham a mizrach, a ruve le mizrach, le mayriv, a ruve le mayriv, vi lukanu lukan loy. Which means like this. Ruve lives in the city. And so you're not allowed to make a tanai on two things simultaneously. Which means that if two rabbanim are coming nearby the city, outside of the tchum, and so now Reuven wants to make, let's say, to go to one Rav who's coming to the west of the city. So Reuven wants to make an Erev Tchumen to the left, to the west, so that he could get to the Rav Shir that's coming to the west. But then maybe he wants to go to the Rav Shir who's coming to the east. So he also puts up an Erev Tchumen to the east. And he's not sure yet which year he wants to go to. He'll decide Shabbos morning. So he wants to make a two Eruvi to Chumen, and then he'll decide Shabbos morning which year he wants to go to. Retroactively, he wants to make it that will view it that was really his Erev Tchumen. The one, the shear that he wants to go to, that side, that will be the one that's his real Erev Tchumen, retroactively, Breira. That's what he wants to do. That you're not allowed to do. What you are allowed to do is that if one Rav is coming to town, and you just don't know, is he coming to the east or is he coming to the west, and so you want to put up two Eruvi Tchumen, and it should be that whenever you find out on Shabbos, whichever side he comes, that should be your Erev, that you are allowed to do. So now, Vahavinan Ba, says the Gemara, we asked, that Maishna Lekanu Lekandaloi, that why is it that when two Rabbanim come, you can't make a Tanai, you can't make two Eruvi Tchumens, because they ain't Breira. Because you're going to tell me that no, because really there's no Breira. We'll ask the Gemara, Mizrachu Mayrav Nami in Breira. Why is it any better when one Rav comes and you don't know which side he's coming and you want to put up two Tchumen, two Eruv Tchumen, and then you want to say whichever one he ends up coming, that's going to be the one that's my Eruv, that's my Eruv. Has why that's also going to be relying on Breira. So says the Gemara, Va'am Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan explained, Ukvar Ba'al Chacham, that no, in this case with the Mizrach and Mayrav, the Chacham already came. Reuven doesn't know which side this one Rav came to. Did he come to the east or did he come to the west? But really already on Erev Shabbos he already came. And therefore, being that he came already, when Reuven put out the two Tchumens, when he put out the two Eruvin, so really already going into Shabbos, his Eruv was already established. Now Reuven doesn't know which side it's at. He'll only find out on Shabbos morning which side the Rav came and which side was his Eruv. But his Erev was made already going on by Bein HaShemashos of Friday night. It's not being made retroactively. That's not a case of Breira. Now again, who was it that was explaining this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? It was Rabbi Yochanan. So presumably Rabbi Yochanan holds like that, that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold a Breira. So Alma Lesley Rabbi Yochanan Breira. And this is the case of Erev Tchumen, which is the Rabbanan. And so you see that Rabbi Yochanan, even by the Rabbanan, does not hold the Breira. So says the Gemara, Elam Lay Tepach. We said originally that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold the Breira, and Rav Hishaya holds a Breira. Then we brought a case of Tumas Meis that Rav Hishaya doesn't hold the Breira, and we said, okay, switch it around. Really, Rabbi Yochanan holds a Breira, and not Rav Hishaya. Now we're showing that really Rabbi Yochanan does not hold the Breira. So says the Gemara, go back to square one. Really, the way we originally started, Rabbi Yochanan's the one who doesn't hold a Breira. Don't switch it around. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold a Breira. It's Rav Hishaya that holds a Breira, like he did by that case of Erev Tchumen that we mentioned in the previous year. It was Rav Hishaya that holds a Breira. But then we asked, from the case of Tumas Meis, that Rav Hishaya does not hold the Breira. Says the Gemara, V'chi Lesley Rav Hishaya Breira B'daraisa Avo B'darabon and Islay. Yeah, by Tumas Meis, by Saif Tumalatzeis, that's a Dindaraisa, that's when Rav Hishaya does not hold a Breira. But when it comes to the Rabbanans, like Erev Tchumen, so then Rav Hishaya does hold the Breira. And says the Gemara that Darish Marzutra Darshin, then Halacha Rabbi Shaya, this is Taka the Halacha, which is actually how we paskin, that by the Araisas, we do not hold a Breira, but when it comes to the Rabbanans, we hold a Breira. And concludes the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Shur Shal Patam Harehu Keragli Kol Adam, and Shur Shal Raya Harehu Keragli Oiseyair. When it comes to a shepherd, so a shepherd's like a local profession. So anyone who wants to take an animal from a shepherd on Yom Tif, and he wants to have it for his Yom Tif Suda, I guess, so then it could take on the air of a people in the city. It's not going to take on an air of someone who comes from outside the city, because that's not someone the shepherd had in mind. Because people from outside the city don't typically come to a shepherd, a local shepherd. The patam is the one who fans animals. That's more of like a wider spread job. That's people, everyone knows about him. People even outside the city know about him. Mela he has das even on people outside the city. So someone who gets an animal from a patam on Yom Tif, so then he's like the ragle kol adam. Then it takes on the tchum of anybody, even someone outside the city. That's the difference between a patam and a raya. Says the Gemara now, we mentioned in the Mishnah that hashayo kli mechaveri me'erev Yom Tif. We said if Ruvain bar was a kli from Shimon on erev Yom Tif, so then it takes on the borrower's Ruvain's. It takes on Ruvain's tchum, being that he borrowed it on Erev Yom Tif. So says the Gemara Pshita, well, that's obvious. If he already borrowed it on Erev Yom Tif, so of course it takes his tchum. Says the Gemara, Leitzricha Shalei Masru Lei Ela B'Yom Tif. The Chiddush is that he only actually came to collect it, to pick it up from Shimon's house on Yom Tif. So he didn't actually physically have it yet. So Ma'udetema Laber Shusei Oikmei Kamash Mulan. So I could have understood that Shimon doesn't yet put it into Ruvain's Rishas, being that Ruvain didn't come to take it yet. Kamash Mulan, then no, we already view it once they make the agreement. Ruvain calls up Shimon on Erev Yom Tif, already at that point, that's when it goes into Reuven's Rishos and it has Reuven's Tchum. And says the Gemara, Misayilei l'Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Hashayo Kli Mechavera Imam, is this case, a person who borrows a Kli from his friend may Erev Yom Tif. Afal Pi Shulei Nasnu Lei Ela B'Yom Tif, even though Shimon only gave it to Reuven on Yom Tif, Harehu Keragli Hashayo, still it takes on the Tchum of the borrower, it takes on Reuven's Tchum, being that they made the agreement already before Yom Tif. And then on the flip side, the Mishnah said that B'Yom Tif Keragli Amashel, that if Reuven only borrows the Kli from Shimon on Yom Tif, so then it has Shimon's Tchum. So again, ask the Gemara Pshita. Well, that's obvious. If it was in Shimon's and he didn't even make an agreement to borrow it yet until Yom Tif, so then of course it has Shimon's Tchum, not Reuven's. Says the Gemara, Leitzricha de Ragel V'Shalmine. The case is that Reuven always borrows this thing from Shimon. So Ma'udetema, I could have thought to say that Shimon puts it into Reuven's Rishos, even though they didn't make an agreement that Reuven was going to come on Yom Tif to go borrow it, being that he borrows it all the time, so Shimon already basically puts it into Reuven's Rishos. Kamash Malan, then no, he doesn't in this case. Why not? Because Meimar Amar, Shmuel says to himself, Shimon says to himself that Dilma Mashkech and Ishachrina Va'azel V'Shalmine, that maybe Reuven found someone else to borrow it from. He usually comes all the time to borrow it, and he hasn't come yet. So maybe he found someone else to borrow it from, and he borrowed it from him, and he's not really coming to me, and therefore Shimon does not put it into Reuven's Rishah. So that's the explanation of that which the Mishnah says, that if Reuven only borrows the Kli on Yom Tif, even though he borrows it all the time, still it keeps Shimon's Tchum and not Reuven's. We rise up.